This is Living Your Passion Class 4, and this is November the 17th, 2015. And I think I'm still Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I certainly hope so. And so tonight we will be discussing what it is that you want to create and also what it is that keeps you from creating it. So we can clear out the blocks and have the freedom to move forward in our lives, because that's really what it's all about. It's about having that freedom. So I have a whole list of things to be cleared already, but I think we will start with a little bit of conversation.
Were we supposed to send you something today? Or just keep it?
You were supposed to make up a list of what it is that you want to create in your life,
yeah,
and some action steps that you can take to start creating that.
But we didn't have to send it to you, right?
No, you did not have to send it to me.
Okay.
So if you did, wonderful. If you didn't, wonderful. Either way, fine. Okay, so who wants to share their list first? I will.
I could share it, Steve. It does.
You can hear
it. Or Janetta. Go ahead, Janetta.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay,
Janetta,
you are first.
I want to work on myself. I want to work on me. So what I want to do, I just want to have a little bit more balance. I really have to start, you know, eating a little healthier, exercising a little more, and I just want to make a conscious effort, like on a daily basis, to change my life and let it go in a positive direction. So I mean, there's a lot that I want to do, so I'm going to start slow and I'm going to start small, and this way I find it'll be a little bit easier to stick with everything. So I'm sort of getting a little jump on the new year. I'm going to start early.
Okay. So what about your... Okay, you can't see what I'm doing, so this isn't working. Stop it. All right. So what about what your wants you to do?
Well, I do want to... You know what? I do want to be healthier, and I do want to... You know, I want to do things. I want to make more time for me. It just seems like the day passes and, you know, the me time just passes too. Like, I don't have enough of me time. So I want to make a little time for me and do everything I'm doing. I mean, I love everything I'm doing presently, but I just seem like I really need to manage my time a little bit better. And if I manage it better, I'm going to have more time to do the things I want to do.
Okay.
So I do want to, you know, consciously exercise and make time, like, to meditate a little bit more. I've been starting to do that, meditating a little bit more. And just I want to move forward and, you know, in a positive direction and keep going. I love the path that I'm on, and I just wanted to, you know, to continue. And possibly at some point, I'm thinking about maybe, like, life coaching or something. I'd like to do something like that.
But you're just thinking about it. You're not actually stepping into it.
For the moment, yes. It's a thought. And I just have to figure out, you know, how much does it cost? And that's one of the major considerations is cost. So I've got to see, you know, put my intention out there to the universe that I would love to be a life coach. And I do. I would love to be a life coach. And, you know, just see how I can make that, you know, dream become a reality.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
I mean, I love what I'm doing. I honestly love all, you know, all the stuff that's been happening. So I'm just, you know, and I'm hoping to manifest more family time. We have a nice blended family now, and it's just, it's beautiful. And I just, you know, would hope that we could create time that we could all spend together. The holidays are coming, and I just hope to, you know, have some nice gatherings.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Janetta, how about you?
Okay. I have written down, you know, I want to create a continuous flow of money, fill my financial obligations. But then I also said I want to clear the disillusion of not having it in my hand, you know, because it hasn't caught up to me yet. I know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to release that feeling of, okay, so where is it? It's coming. When is it coming? I get a little anxious. So I want to change my misconception of the money coming, because for me, I know that I'm going to be getting things done, but I feel like I have to have it in my hand in order to get those things done. So, and I guess, too, because I've been down this path all the time, I don't know where this is coming from all of a sudden, where I'm feeling a little antsy about some things that are going on, and, you know, like with mom and stuff like that, and then my next move. And it's kind of crazy because I already know that it's going to be fine. It's just this anxiousness of, I got to get this done. You know, I got to have the money to get this done. Whereas in the back of my mind, I know that, and it's like in my stomach chakra, this thing is vibrating saying, okay, it's cool. Just be cool. It's going to be all right. Just chillax, you know. And I just have to get that feeling of no doubt. I want to work on myself with the doubting. You got me.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
And that's it?
Yeah, because see, once that happens, everything else I know will fall into place. Because it's the...
So you want to be when you want to be when you grow up?
Well, you know what? The chair is so big, I'm still climbing. I don't know. I don't feel like the comfy couch, you know?
Work in progress.
Climbing up into the chair, yeah. So I want to get the clarity. You know, it's like somebody whispering to you and you can't really hear them. It's like, can you speak? Turn up the volume. I need to hear you. I know you're telling me something here, but I can't hear you. So what's my blockage? Why can't I hear? Is it the wax in my ears or is it just that I got cotton balls? I don't know.
Okay.
So I want to release it. And she's fighting transitioning, and I see it, and I feel like I'm fighting. I mean, you know, it's okay for her to go, which I understand, but then I'm fighting because it's like, what do I do next? You know, it's like I'll have this open time. I won't have that routine anymore, so I have to know what I need to do. And I'm anxious about that. I want to know, okay, what's my game plan?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, I'm still here. We're all still here. I'm
oh, okay,
right
Barbara.
Here, so
I thought I got cut off.
Okay, Janetta. Anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, isn't that enough, huh? No. I still have half a page left. Okay, Peg, give me half a page worth.
I've left it, so it's all fun. Let's see. Work on my weight, which I've been doing. I have a TV show starting on the 30th, so I've manifested that on cable TV. community access, but it's a start, and I'm really looking forward to it. And so I won't be hiding there. The world will see me. Well, at least the town will. that could be a problem, but that's okay. I'm not worried about it. It's not my town anymore. I am working on a membership program that I hope to have in weeks this week, and I want to continue to develop that over time so it can be announced. And I am waiting to hear about a part-time job. They're on the fence on it. They've got to do some background checks, I guess. I have not heard back from them. It's a good amount of time. It would be an interesting, I could use a lot of my skills of what I'm doing to even enhance. I want to travel. I really want to travel. So right now, I'm just looking into options for that too. And I have some wonderful news. My husband started a temp job today, but he was also offered a full-time job in exactly what he would like to do.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
A long 11 months. But we're very happy. They just have to do a background check, and he will be starting on the 8th. So it's like I've really put a lot of energy into really helping him, find a job, encourage him. It's like, full-time job coach here. But it was really beautiful how it all happened, because it was devastating at first when we realized what was happening on the day of after my surgery. So, things are going quite well at this time. We have a long way to go, but things are really progressing. It's true. It's, keeping that focus on exactly what you want and what you, are praying for, and, stepping up to the plate and, doing your work, but also just kind of going with the flow. And that's what we did. And we asked for help, and we got that too. So, and once that happened, it was like the floodgates opened up. So, it was pretty amazing, this whole experience.
Wonderful.
So things are okay. We're going to be okay. So, and we're moving, hopefully. The expensive rent will be a lot less. So that is even better news. So things are coming along.
Great.
Now for myself, I guess I talked a little bit about myself. I guess I truly want to work on myself and, really try to regain that energy and to lose some weight. So, you know, it's not like it was 10 years ago to lose weight, that's for sure, with the fake food and the added sugar to everything under the sun. And, you know, so it's just now I can probably eat the way I truly want to because we'll have the funds to be able to do that. So, yep, things are coming along.
Okay, great. Fabulous, fantastic, wonderful. Okay, well, now I've got this whole long list of stuff to clear. And is there anything that anybody wants to add before we switch over to doing the clearing? Because you're going to be muted during that time. So speak now or hold your peace till later.
No, I don't think so. I guess I just want to be comfortable with who I am. I am, but I'm not, you know? And we kind of talked about that earlier today. So that's a big thing.
Okay. All right, Janetta, DC, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think I'm okay for now.
All righty then. I will mute you guys, and then we will go down this list, and then I will unmute you, and we will find out how everyone is doing. So you may want to start with your, which is what I'm going to do. Since I forgot to ask you if you remembered your water. Okay, I am going to mute.
Conference muted.
So we are now activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing to clear everything in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice. Would you like an infinity healing to clear all that is in the way of you releasing the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing to set aside your mind, to set your mind aside for now, and for after this infinity healing can have the greatest possible impact on your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And if there's any part of you that's in the way of interfering with, sabotaging, afraid of all that's available for you today, would you like Infinity Healing to use a process to set that aside and to show it what is going on from the highest perspective so that it no longer needs to interfere in your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. Your soul knows you better than you know yourself. So will you allow it to also choose what it sees as most important for you to work on during today's call and to automatically receive infinity healing for those choices throughout the call? And this will not interfere with any choices that you make on this call. And if you're okay with that, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. So would you like an infinity healing for opening your heart and accepting your fears of moving forward
to just embrace those fears and allow them to be dissolved in love. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for embracing the fear that you're not going to be enough, that this is going to be bigger than you can handle, that God is asking more of you than it is possible for you to give? Because those are all fears coming from your ego, coming from your need to play small, to live small. It's like infinity healing to just surround all of that fear with love and to allow it to just transform those fears into love so that you can see that you are enough, that you are more than you've ever imagined, and that God has never asked you to do something that you couldn't do. So if you'd like to accept all of this, just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep, deep breaths. And as you are making these big changes in your life, and these are big changes. This is really opening up to the truth of you, to the power of you, the glory of you. And so it's bringing up a lot of things that you've been hanging on to for a long time. There are fears of not being able to do it. There are fears of not being able to physically do it, that your body is just not capable, or that you are too old, you are too overweight, you are too unfit. You know, you need to go on Biggest Loser and lose 100 pounds and, you know, work out 7 days a week and get that body that's just pumping iron before you can move forward in your life. And none of that is true. So if you'd like an infinity healing for releasing all of those stories you make up about why you can't, all of those limitations that you place on yourself to keep you contained, to keep you small, and to have all of that, again, enveloped in love so that it just dissolves and it's no longer a part of who you are, then just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like healing? Maybe healing for clearing out any little bit, tiny parts of you that still feel like you need to hide. It's not safe for you to be seen. If people see you, then they're going to talk about you and they're not going to like you. So it's all going to be bad talk, and you're going to hear that from everybody. And everybody's going to know what you're doing, and what you're doing is not accepted. I'm sorry, it's just not. And so you are going to be an outcast because you're weird. And if any of that is triggering anything in you, would you like an infinity healing to clear that away, to go to the core of those fears and to transform it into love and acceptance of yourself so that you can feel comfortable, happy, safe, being seen? So say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And one of the things that we do to make us feel safe is to establish boundaries. You know, it's like you have a house and you put up a fence because that establishes that these are your boundaries and no one else is allowed to come on your property without your permission. That's what keeps you safe, because everyone knows that if you put up a fence, no one ever climbs over a fence. It is unheard of for anyone to climb over a fence. So you know that that fence is going to keep you safe. You've done the same thing with you, with your life, with who you allow yourself to be. There are certain people that you allow to fully see you, to see your beauty, to see your gifts, to see your love. And there are other people that when you come up to them, you put up your fence, your facade, and all they see is that facade. They don't really see you. They're not allowed to see you. You don't want them to see you because they haven't been approved to actually cross your boundaries. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting that your life is always being guided and protected by all of those wonderful divine beings who are a part of your life, and that you don't need to be worried about boundaries, about putting up those fences, about keeping other people out? Because when you are allowing yourself to be guided, then you are only bringing to you the people who are going to be benefiting from what you have to offer, or who you are going to benefit from having them in your life. So if you'd like this infinity healing to clear out those fears, those anxieties, those worries, those doubts, all of that negative energy that says you have to protect you. You have to have these boundaries. This is required in your life so that you can have a free, flowing life and know that everything is fine. Then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. So as we are moving forward and we are starting to live our passions, we are starting to reveal ourselves to the world. There are those little beliefs that come up, and one of them is that you don't have the freedom to be you. You really don't. You have to keep some parts of you hidden. It's required, you know. You have to keep some things hidden. Because frankly, if they knew everything about you, then that would make you completely and totally vulnerable. And you know what happens to vulnerable people? They form these deep connections with others because they don't have any walls to keep the others away. And you don't want those deep connections with others. You don't want people to truly and completely love you. That would be horrible. So if you would like an infinity healing to make sure that you don't have that vulnerability, that you don't have those complete connections with others, that you don't have to worry about who knows you, who loves you, who trusts you. Because you know who you are, and you accept who you are, and you love who you are, and you allow God to always watch out for you. And say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. like an infinity healing for releasing those societal beliefs, those ancestral beliefs, those things that you were taught about people and the way they perceive you and the way they treat you. That if you are not the same race as they are, then that puts you in a slightly different category. And they're not really going to want to have you around all that much because, hey, you're different and they don't like different. If they're mostly men and you're the woman, well, we all know that that makes you so much lower than them. That's why you get paid less. That's why you're expected to be one of those serving kind of people, the subordinate, the one who follows the direction of men, because everyone knows that men know more than women. And so it's just natural for that to happen. And those beliefs that say, because of your age, you don't get as much respect, you know, because you're not up on the latest things. You don't know how to program your iPhone. So you really are not capable. I'm sorry, you're just too old. And then there's your physical body. I mean, if you don't have the perfect figure, well, I mean, you're a woman. You have to have the perfect figure. There is no other choice. In order to be respected, in order to be accepted, you must be the proper race. You must be the proper age. You must have the proper body type. You must fit the stereotype that everybody else in society has about you. And if you don't, then your life will not work. So if you would like an infinity healing to clear all of this garbage that you have been taught all of your life and the things that have come to you through your ancestors that is just plain trash, if you would like to let all of that crap go now, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so it's part of those societal beliefs about you having to fit in. You may also have some of those beliefs that say that you're just not going to be accepted. And there may be 1,001 reasons why your ego can come up with why people aren't going to accept you. And so since everyone's not going to accept you, you can only share your true self with some people because that's the only thing that's safe for you. So again, that's part of that whole belief system that you have been taught. In fact, there are some people that are going to mock you for what you do because it doesn't fit in with the society standards. And again, this is just a belief. And a belief is just something that you've heard over and over. A belief is not the truth. 99% of your beliefs are actually lies. And these are just some of the lies that you have within you. So if you would like the infinity healing energy to flow through you, to find all of those little beliefs that you've hidden in all of your little nooks and crannies throughout your body, and to just embrace them, dissolve them, and let them go, and say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up your mind so that you really can let all of these things go? Because I feel like someone, they're rising up into your head and they're getting stuck there. So if you want to give yourself the freedom to truly release these beliefs that do not fit who you are anymore, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that you have created about who you are? You believe that you are the strong one. You are the one that has to be there in order for everybody else to work, to exist, to not have things fall completely apart. You have to be the strong one. You are the foundation for their lives, which means that they have built their lives upon your shoulders, and you are carrying the burden. And if you'd like an infinity healing, to let go of that burden, to let go of that whole belief system that says you have to be strong, you have to be dependable, because they can't do anything on their own. This infinity healing would give you the freedom to do what is right for you and to trust that everybody else will be guided to what's right for them, that they will take care of themselves, that God will provide, and that you don't need to hold any of them on your shoulders, on your back anymore. Because you know that God loves you, God cares for you, God provides for you, and they are equal to you. So God loves them, God cares for them, God provides for them. And whether or not they choose to accept the assistance of God is their choice. It is not your responsibility. This doesn't mean that you have to become this weak person who's being helped by everybody else in the universe. It means that you get to be this strong person who can accept assistance when you need it and who can say no when someone wants you to do something that is not for your highest good. This gives you the right to stand in your power. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so as part of that standing in your power, we are going to direct energy to your core so that you are 100% in your own strength. Ooh, some of you are like 20-30% in your strength. So just allow that energy to fill you up. If you find yourself sitting up straighter, that's great. Hey, why not? And just breathe. And allow yourself to be replenished. Allow yourself to know your own strength. In order to live your passion, you have to have the courage to step out there, to be seen, to say to the world, this is me, this is what I do, and I'm damn good at it. So breathe in that courage. Breathe in that strength, that knowing of who you are. And just let it flow in. And just see any walls or boundaries or barriers to your own strength just crumbling. This is you. This is the truth of you. You are embracing you. Well, you're up to 80-90%, so just keep breathing.
and feel that energy. Wonderful. Okay, so we have these beliefs, and one of the beliefs that we have is about clutter. We have clutter in our lives, and clutter really drags us down. And so sometimes we go through our lives and we clear out all of that clutter. And it makes us feel good because it gives us that freedom. But then there's that little voice inside of us that says, why bother? You know that all this clutter is going to come back. It always does. You just have to keep cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. It's a never-ending cycle because you will never be free. So if you'd like an infinity healing to release that whole belief that you have to have clutter, that clutter is inevitable, that it always returns because you are not allowed freedom, and say yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Yes. And this clutter is not just about physical clutter, because sometimes this clutter is in our minds, it's in our thoughts. So we would keep dragging up that old stuff that we've thought about over and over and over again, those old beliefs that won't let us move forward, that prevent us from being free. So if you'd like an infinity healing to release all of that mind clutter, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So now that you have gotten this beautiful, powerful energy in your core that is giving you the strength, the knowing that you are strong. So we're asking the infinity and healing energy to go throughout each of you right now and to find any old beliefs that say that you're weak, that you need to hide the truth of who you are, that you're not safe, that other people are going to retaliate against you if you come across as strong and confident. Any beliefs like that that would have you go back into being less. The infinity healing energy is now moving throughout all of your being, finding those energies and transforming them into love. And if you are okay with that, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And so being the wonderful, incredible people that we are, we often have this belief that you really want to move forward in your life, but other people are depending on you, so you can't change. Or you could have the belief that it's easier for you to help other people to change than it is for you to allow you to change. So we have all of these limitations around our own evolution, our own changing. So if you would like an infinity healing to clear out
your limitations on your own evolution. And these are self-imposed limitations. And we have to clear out the limitations that we know of and the ones that are running in the background that we're not aware of. Every limitation to your own evolution. If you are willing to let those go now, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the belief that you don't know what you really want to do, that you're not in alignment with your own heart enough to know what is right for you? So this infinity healing is going to remove those false beliefs that you don't know. And it is going to install in you the knowing of yourself, the knowing of what it is you really want to do, your heart really wants to do. Not the things that you were told by your parents or your employer or anybody else who told you anything, but what you truly, deeply want, so that you can be of service in the way that makes your soul sing, so that you can stand in your power and make a difference in this world, so that you can be seen being who you really are. And if you're ready for that, say yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you can live a life that has balance? That you can live a life that has enough time for you to do what is right for you, to take time for yourself, and still have enough time for your families, your friends, your clients, whomever it is that you need to have time for. That you can have balance in every aspect of your life. You can have balance in your body. That it can be restored to that state of being in perfect health. That you can have balance in all of the foods that you eat, that you will instinctively know what is right for you, what it is that your body really wants. And you will never have to fight against cravings and all of that other stuff, because you will always do what keeps you in balance. And knowing that you are in balance and that you have this strong core, so you always know, you always can trust what you are being guided to, allows you to make your choices with a sense of freedom. And you never, ever have to worry about anything. So if you're willing to accept this beautiful balance in your life, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And it seems for so many spiritual people,
one area that they just can't seem to get that balance in has to do with money. We are taught that there isn't enough. We see it over and over and over and over. So would you like an infinity healing for detaching you from all of those beliefs in lack? Societal beliefs, generational beliefs, religious beliefs, economical beliefs, governmental beliefs, ancestral beliefs, place that has ever taught you that there isn't enough when it comes to money, when it comes to having the resources that you need to create the life that you deserve. If you would like to just let all of that go, and let it go right now. This is not something you have to wait for. You never have to wait. You create. You create in the moment. And when you let go of the whole illusion of lack, you create money in the moment. So if you want to stop putting off your abundance, stop putting off your success, your happiness, your accomplishments, to fully embrace that you have the right to have money right now, to have success right now, to have happiness right now, to be filled with joy right now. And if you're ready to start living right now, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. So people often have what they call a bucket list, you know, the list of things that you want to accomplish before you die. It's a wish list. And people make up these wish lists and they say, well, one day I wish for this and I wish for this. And when you are making a wish list, you're not making a have list. So if you would like an infinity healing for taking the things that you have on your wish list and bringing them into your life now so that you can have them now, so that if you want to travel, opportunities for travel will come to you now. If you want a new car, a new car will come to you now. If you want to have more money will come to you now. This infinity healing will bring you into the now and allow you to create in the moment, to know that that is how it is meant to be. That is divine timing, because divine timing is now. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And now while you're standing in your strength, would you like an infinity healing to bring back to you all those little parts of you that you have given away all of those times throughout your life, when you have given your power to others, when you have decided you have to give your heart to someone else, and you give away little bits and pieces of yourself here and there and all over the place, until you no longer feel complete. So if you'd like an infinity healing, to go out there and gather up those little bits and pieces of you and bring them back. Bring them back and put them back in your heart, knowing that this is not in any way, shape, or form going to end any love connections that you have. You don't have to leave little bits of yourself because that love connection is there. This is accepting all of yourself, accepting all that you are and all that you are becoming. And if you are willing to be whole again, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. Okay, you may. Now, and I can now hear you guys. So, how are you doing? Oh, my head is buzzing.
Amazingly wonderful. Oh, my gosh, Barbara.
Yeah.
What an incredible hearing. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh. So beautiful.
Okay. And hello, Anne. We're so glad you made it.
Yes. Sorry. It took me a while, but I felt so cranky and whatever that I I waited until I felt better before I could join.
Well, we're glad you came.
Thank you.
So, did anybody have anything that came up that you need to have cleared out?
I think you cleared a lot of my crap that I didn't even know was still in there.
Me too. It's all gone.
Oh, good.
Gosh, I feel like I'm floating on clouds. Wow. Just laying on a cloud, Barbara, just floating around the universe.
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
I like that. I like that thing about allowing the universe to take care of me, to protect me. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I did feel at times that I wasn't protected, I wasn't taken care of. And
yeah.
I think it has to do with past life as well. I mean, if I was taken care of, then why did I have those horrible situations? And why did I, you know, get killed and so forth? So I think maybe it's residual from those times that said, hey, you didn't take care of me, you didn't protect me.
And see, the interesting thing about that is that those things that happen, even though, you know, you've been taught that those are horrible things, you were murdered, blah, blah, blah. Those are all choices that you made in order to move forward, in order to evolve, in order to understand. So every single one of those was actually a blessing. So you didn't need to be protected because you're eternal.
You know what? It sounded to me like there's some clearing need to be done right there, because just as you said, they're a blessing. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Let's see, how do they want me to word it? Okay, and they're already working it, so. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that everything, no matter what your ego tells you, is a blessing in your life? Because everything is part of your evolution. It is part of your growth. It is part of you becoming the magnificent person that you are. And so when you look back on your life or on many lifetimes and you see situations where things happen that would be categorized as horrible or horrendous or the phraseology they would use, you can begin to see how it really was a blessing, how you learned incredible things that you have carried forward through many lives, how it has enhanced who you are. And so this allows you to fully accept every single blessing that has ever occurred in your life. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And three nice deep breaths. So a couple of weeks ago, I was guided to write new lyrics for Amazing Grace, which I was guided to do a couple of years ago, but I was guided to do it again. And this is the Amazing Grace where there's part of it that goes, my chains are gone, I've been set free. And they want me to read some of this to you, and this has energy with it. So if you're feeling stuff, then just let it go because you're supposed to. Okay, am I supposed to start with the beginning? No, I'm not. Okay, so this really starts with the chorus, which goes, my chains are gone. I am set free. I've released those beliefs that shackled me. And now my choices all are clear. And I create the life that I choose to live. God's grace has been so good to me, and now I feel secure. And I know that love will dwell in me for as long as life endures. All those past beliefs that were taught to me, I release with gratitude, for they help to make me who I am. And all of that is good.
Beautiful.
Is this something you could share with us? Because I like that song a lot, and I didn't like the original, some parts of the original lyrics, because, you know, that save a wretch like me. I'm like, I don't feel like a wretch anymore, so...
No, that's why I changed it, because I was like, oh my gosh, it just feels yucky.
yeah. So I would love to be able to hum that tune with these words in my mind. If this is something it's okay for you to share.
I will see if I can't get it to you guys in an email this week. The first verse I'm still tweaking. I just can't get that one quite right. But maybe this is what I needed in order to get it right. Okay. So is there anything else
before we finalize
the session?
Just thank you so much.
All right. Well, then we will do the final questions. Are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all spaces, in all time, in all dimensions? Just say yes.
Yes, sir.
And are you willing to allow God to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
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 And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite grace and ease, so that this energy will continue to flow through you until all of the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work and trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired action as you are opening up more and more and more to truly living your passion? If so, say yes.
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 And now we finish with gratitude and we say to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara Grace.
Okay. You are welcome.
Oh, or shall I say Barbara Amazing Grace?
That's right.
Yes, amazing. Yep, you got it right.
Okay.
That's something that she's got.
Hey, I'm accepting it. It's getting better and better.
Yes.
Thank you. You're awesome. Okay, and I will get these lyrics to you guys. I even wrote myself a note. Now all I have to do is read it.
Thank you,
and hey, maybe we'll sing the song next time. That'd be hey.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we can help you tweak the words.
Maybe so. We'll see. Okay. I will hopefully send you your homework by Friday because I have absolutely no idea what it's going to be. But I know it's going to be something good. And drink lots of water and have a wonderful night and record your interesting dream.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.